glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, yes, I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio on this 18th day of August 2016. I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful week. Go ahead and pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship and let's spend some time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, friend, I hope you are blessed today. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yep, it's been a chaotic week. Lots of different things going on in the Kroll household, and lots of stuff happening here at the ministry as well, and God is so good. Amen. He really, really is. Yesterday was our boy's birthday. Timothy officially turned 14 yesterday. I had a chance to get up early, make him some breakfast. In fact, I shared last week on the program that he loves carbohydrates, so I got up and I made him French toast. I think I made him five or six things of French toast. So, yeah, he was truly blessed yesterday. And then this weekend, we're going to have like a nice bread spread, like a bread bar with different types of breads and so forth, and dips and spreads and all of that fun stuff. So that's happening this weekend for his birthday party with the family on Saturday. So, yep, I know lots of kids are going back to school this week and next week as well, different school schedules, but it is so good to be back. See, our kids don't go back till, I think, Monday, but I cannot wait to get back on that normal schedule, that normal routine. Really looking forward to it. Hey, coming up this Sunday, our friends at the Gibson City United Methodist Church in Gibson City will be hosting their 9th annual Hymn Sing Festival this Sunday, 3 p.m. Again, it's taking place at the Gibson City United Methodist Church right there on East 10th Street. Also Sunday night, Indiana time, 6 p.m. Marshall Federated Church in Marshall, Indiana will be having their Cowboy Church. Next week, Christian Women's Connection Luncheon will take place. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days in the area, but I encourage you, if you have some time, do take a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. I know we promote that quite a bit, but there's lots of things happening in the community that we just want to encourage you to be part of and have some family time. Amen? So again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, if you have some time, maybe today, just encourage you to be praying for this radio ministry. God is on the move here at Great News Radio. He really, really is. Lots of great stuff happening behind the scenes. I know Mark will probably update you here in the next day or two or three or four. But God is doing some wonderful stuff, even doing things that we can't even fathom that he's doing. You know, it's so great to read some of the encouraging notes of people being blessed by some of the music or the programming on Great News Radio. And that's just only scratching the surface of what God is doing. It really is. So if you can't be praying for this ministry, and we greatly covet your prayers, we really, really do here at Great News Radio. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be talking about worldliness today. In fact, it is so easy for us, the redeemed, the children of God, to fall into the mindset of worldliness. So we're going to talk about that right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. this happened. He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet over the lake. Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. Been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on this Thursday here on Great News Radio. And friend, what does worldliness mean to you? In fact, worldliness means different things to different people. I mean, for our Amish friends, it means telephones, electricity, automobiles. For some of our Christian brothers and sisters, it means playing cards, going to movies, dancing. But God's word will help us better understand worldliness. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians 7:31. And today we're going to talk about worldliness in the church today, in the life of the believer. And it does happen. And we're going to talk about what that looks like and how to overcome it. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 7:31. It's kind of in a mid-sentence type of verse here. It says, those who use the things of the world, watch this, as if not engrossed in them, for this world in its present form is passing away. So on this warning here, worldliness can be defined as being attached to, engrossed in or preoccupied with the things of this temporal life. Did you get that today? Worldliness can be defined as being attached to, engrossed in, or preoccupied with the things of this temporal life. Now, the things may or may not be sinful in themselves. What makes our attitude towards these things sinful is the high value we put upon them. I mean, whenever we take God out of the throne of our heart and put something else there, that's where we get in trouble. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So the things we value most should be things above, the Bible says. I mean, that could be spiritual things such as Bible study, prayer, obedience to God, God himself. I mean, these are the areas where our values should be focused, right? So the non-Christian world clearly does not focus on the things of God. Wouldn't you agree? You know, even our nice, decent, unbelieving neighbors are focused only on this life. In fact, by definition, they cannot be focused on the things that are above because they're not in Christ, right? Yet their lifestyles are outwardly not much, if any, different from ours. That's why living among them makes worldliness look so acceptable to us. I mean, it's accepting the values and practices of the nice but unbelieving society around us without discerning whether or not those values and practices are even biblical. Worldliness is just going along with the culture around us as long as that culture is not obviously sinful. It's just going along with the culture. You know, I was reading a few weeks ago that America is probably one of the wealthiest nations in the world. Of course, we got a lot of debt as a nation, but our prosperous middle class is unlike any other of all of history, really. But the way we handle money, I'm talking about as a country as a whole, is almost scandalous. I was reading in 2004, the average household income after taxes was over $52,000. Yet the average household credit card debt is $7,000. Even worse, the average giving in the American household is only $784. Now, those numbers, of course, are the entire American population, not Christians, because Christians give more. But not by much. I found out that a survey in 2003 found that believers give an average of 4.4% of their income to support the Lord's work. And in fact, those numbers were down from a survey in 1968 where we were giving 6.2% of our income to the things of God. So it looks like we are becoming less generous toward God with our money. Again, we're talking about worldliness here. So if our giving is decreasing and our credit card debt is increasing, what are people doing with their money? Well, we're spending it on the things of this life. Houses, cars, clothes, vacations, cell phones, iPods, iPads, $5 or $6 cups of coffee. I mean, with our money, we have not set our mind on the things above, but on the things that are on the earth. We have become worldly in our use of money. Listen to this from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. Listen to this. It says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. Verse 18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. Did you hear that? You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. You know, it is so easy for me to say, look at my 401k. Look at my savings account. Look at all the money that I saved. Why would I want to give back to God? I worked hard for this, right? Friend, we need to remember that everything we have and the ability to earn more comes from him, comes from God. Everything we have and everything we have, the ability and all of that stuff comes from him. Giving back to God of what he's given us is a tangible expression of our recognition of that and our thanksgiving to him for it, right? Remember, worldliness is going along with the culture, going along with the world. There's this thing in the culture today that is so easy for a culture to fall into, which I think already has this thing called idolatry. Obviously, I'm not talking about worshiping idols made of silver, stone, or wood, or metal. I mean, an idol can be anything we place such a high value on that it tends to absorb our emotional and mental energy and our time and our resources. And again, it's taking God off of the throne in our hearts and placing whatever it is in his place. It can be anything that trumps our relationship with God. You know, for a long time, and I'm ashamed to share this, that my career was my idol. It really was. I mean, we become so obsessed to making it to the top that our relationship with the Lord, family, spouse, and children all take a back seat. And friend, that's a form of worldliness. Remember, worldliness can be defined as being attached to, engrossed in, or preoccupied with the things of this temporal life. It's a lot easier to fall into than we think. It really is. So how do we get out of this struggle? How do we avoid falling into the pit? 2 Corinthians 5:9 says, we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. It is our goal to please him. Remember, worldliness is a preoccupation with the things of this temporal life. If your aim is to please God, think about this now. This is where it comes from the heart here. If your aim is to please God rather than climb the corporate ladder or have the most lavish things, the iPods, and keeping as much as money as we can in our bank account, which is so easy to do. If you aim to please God, then those things, then you will avoid temptation to make an idol out of your work, out of your car, out of your job, out of your title, out of other people. Remember, worldliness is a preoccupation with the things of this temporal life. It's also accepting and going along with the values and the practices of the society around us. So making it our goal to please him. Also, it's not by determining that we will be less worldly, but it's by committing ourselves to be more godly. Amen. It's growing our relationship with him. We need increased affection for him. It's not becoming less worldly, it's becoming more godly. Remember, Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to
Yeah, that's Audrey Assad. Isn't that a beautiful song? Holy, 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 right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. I pray that I pray that you've been blessed today by the programming and the music and the encouragement as well. And friend, if you've been blessed by this ministry, would you in return be a blessing back to us so that we can continue to be a blessing to you and anyone who tunes in to Great News Radio? Our mailing address is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button there on the right-hand side that says Donate. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow to get you going on your Friday. Hope you can tune in and be blessed. That's tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m., or that's 8:32 a.m. Eastern Time. But until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.